Hey everyone, so welcome back to another episode of the Hello Spring Podcast. I hope you're all doing well, because in today's episode, we're about to have another guest on episode 13, the lucky 13 actually. And so I'll be interviewing my good friend, now in Technicolor, aka Tebby, aka the Yellow Lover herself. But if you don't know who Techni is, let me tell you a little bit about her. Techni is actually a simmer at heart, but also loves to create unique and detailed builds from the ground up, where she brings people into a honest, open, exciting, vibrant, and loving community that I know for a fact you all will definitely love being there, because I have been a fan of Techni for about a year now. And honestly, was being in her streams and being a part of her community is so warm and welcoming, and I just adore being a part of the Spaghetti Squad, and I know that she does too. But anyway, make sure you check out all of her links down below in the show notes, but let's go ahead and hop into today's episode. I just want to say thank you so much for like being on my podcast, first of all, because honestly, when I ask people to be on my podcast, I get so nervous and they're going to say no. And but honestly, no, thank you so much for being on this podcast.
Of course.
Yeah. Honestly, like when I ask you, I'm like, do you want to be on my podcast? And like, and you said, sure. Because I remember, I think it was last year. Or like 2 years ago, whatever, when me, you, and Sheila were on a call. I think we were playing Minecraft or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to start a podcast one day. And you all hyped me up saying, go for it. Do it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So.
And now look at us.
Look at that. Amazing. 13 episodes in and we're already still going.
Amazing.
Yeah, I never thought I would actually ever start a podcast, because I find myself very annoying at times, but that's just me.
I think we all do, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah. But you know, hey.
It's like the inner self-doubt that kind of creeps in.
Yeah.
But you know, but hey. But everything's okay in the end.
Yeah. And look, we put our quirks out there. We put ourselves out there and we see what happens, and ultimately people seem to like it, so we must be doing something right.
Exactly.
but I wanted to ask you, how's your day been?
It's been good. It's 9:07 a.m., so, you know, I got up, I fed my new pet bearded dragon, and ooh. I got some, I got some tea, and now I'm here.
Nice. What is their name?
I still don't have a name for him, unfortunately. Like, I've got a bunch of ideas, but it's been like 2 weeks and it still hasn't really like truly hit me what his name is going to be, but I will let you know. I will definitely let you know.
Oh, good. I think you should call it Spaghetti Junior after the Spaghetti Junior in the Twitch chat. I think they would really love it.
Oh yeah. I'm sure he would love that. Oh my God.
And then he'll be in your house all day, every day, and then we'll be fine.
Oh, no.
Like, come here, Spaghetti Junior. I'm going to feed you.
Oh, my God. That'd be so silly. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. So would you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, who's not familiar with Now in Technicolor, a.k.a. Techni, a.k.a. Tebby, you know?
Yeah, sure. So I am called Now in Technicolor. I go by Techni. And I am a sim streamer. I primarily like to build. I'm not much of a gameplay type person, but building is honestly where it's at for me. That's what sparks the most joy for me, to be honest. And I've been doing building on The Sims, at least on stream, for like well over a year now. And I've been playing The Sims in general since The Sims 1. So it's been quite a journey.
Oh, that's so cool.
Like, yeah.
I honestly love The Sims so much. Like, it's changed so much over time.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, I would say building has gotten a lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because the other games, building was hard. You had to use math, and I didn't have time for that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And, like, I don't know if it's just me, but at least in the older games, they seem to be, like, a lot more raunchy, if that makes like did you like get that impression of The Sims when you first like saw the
a
games?
Little bit, yeah,
like, yeah. And I don't see that at all anymore. Like, of course you can still woohoo and in various ways, but it just doesn't have that like, oh my God, I'm doing like something bad vibe.
You know, I think what would make The Sims 4 very raunchy and scandalous is adding cutscenes that we had in The Sims 2.
Yeah, I've heard about those. I didn't play The Sims 2, but I have seen, I know.
What?
I know. Yeah, I played The Sims 1 and I skipped The Sims 2 and 3 and then started to play The Sims 4. It was a huge jump for me.
Oh my God.
I know.
You are missing on a whole different, like, you're missing everything. Like, Sims 2 and 3 is like, it's an eye opener. Like, Sims 2 is great. Sims 3 is also great. Like, open world, everything's out there for you. The Sims look like potatoes, but it's fine. But it's like, you got to go back and play The Sims 3 at least.
I know. I should probably like figure that out one day and maybe do like first time playing The Sims 3 situation. I think that could be fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's on Steam and Origin, you know.
True. So I wouldn't have to like jump through hoops like you do if you try to play The Sims 1 or 2.
Yeah. I mean, thrift stores and eBay, but I find those sketchy.
Yeah. I would avoid those personally.
Why did you choose the name Now in Technicolor? Like, what's the name behind it? Do you like techno music? Like, like, what's the whole deal?
Yeah. So, I came up with it on a whim, like the fastest whim ever, because with my then boyfriend at the time, he was about to play Fortnite with his friend, and he invited me, and all I had was my MacBook laptop. And I just decided to see like if it would work. So I just opened it up on Epic and made a screen name really fast. And that was literally the first thing I could think of. I don't even know why, but tried to play Fortnite. It didn't end up working out on my MacBook. And the name just kind of stuck when I moved over to Twitch.
Well, that I'm glad you kept it, because I'm like, it sounds really cool, because when I think of like Now in Technicolor, isn't it like a I forget. It's like a color, like
TV. Honestly, it has to do with TV and movies. I honestly don't know exactly what they do. I like do remember that like movies, obviously, like at one point were all black and white, and then as soon as they started being produced in color, you would see Technicolor as like one of the producers or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And the name I always thought was very pretty, even though it's literally just a company name. And I really liked the phrase Now in Technicolor that you would see sometimes. So I just kind of stuck with it.
That's good. Basically, you are the company.
Yeah, I'm basically the company. I've taken over. I'm the CEO. It doesn't matter. It's all good. I got it.
That's good. Yeah. So what is your favorite color? I just want to clarify to people.
Okay, good question. I know that you know this, and I know what your favorite color is. I'm just going to have to say it. It's yellow. It's probably the best color.
I agree. Yellow's the best color. Oh, you God, know, it's so good. I talked to Shella about this. I'm like, she just won't acknowledge the color yellow, even though she deeply, deeply loves it.
Oh, we know she loves never, it.
Yeah. She'll never say secretly. It, but you know.
Dude, like I have so many, like I have my closet, it's color coded, all my shirts are color coded, and the yellow section is the biggest section.
Oh, that's great.
I've also got yellow bed sheets, pillows, and curtains, and it's just like I'm no yellow wall person like you, but I'm still living my yellow dream. I still am good.
You know, sunshine yellow, sunny California, it just fits the vibe.
It does. It really does. It makes me happy. Like, I'm all about like mid-century modern and like vintage eclectic type vibes when it comes to like interior design. And I feel like the color yellow just fits in so well with both of those. Oh yeah. And like I have a lot of gold. I love gold as well.
Oh, that's fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I love mid-century modern furniture and like architecture. Like when I look at it for like builds for Sims, I'm like, I want to build this and that and that. Like I have a dream of living in a suburban home, but with like mid-century modern related stuff.
Yeah,
mostly. But I've always like wanted to build the Brady Bunch house. Like that is like the epitome of mid-century modern for me.
Yeah.
But the way it's like laid out and the way this like the shape is so awkward on the outside.
It's so rough. Yeah.
But I think it can be achieved with like platforms and other things.
The platforms is definitely helpful now. Yeah. That's for sure.
But oh my gosh, the Brady Bunch was a great show.
But no, it was a good show. I have only seen like a handful of episodes, and then I've seen that like parody movie series that they came out with like back in the 90s. Did you ever see that? And RuPaul was in it.
No.
Oh my god, it was very silly. None of the original actors are in it or anything. It's just like a bunch of actors playing the original characters.
Oh, that's
anyway. Off on a tangent there.
Honestly, I mean, hey, it is what it is. I didn't really see that one, but I saw the Brady Bunch movie that was like filmed like I think in the 70s or whatever, like the first movie that they did.
I didn't know that they had one. Whoa.
Yeah. They had that one. I think they did like a Vacation one, I think.
What?
I don't entirely remember, but
okay.
It's on Hulu.
Wow. Okay, sick. Thank you. Yeah, I've got to watch that.
Yeah. I think it could be a good, you know, movie night special.
Movie night. Yeah. I do like doing the movie nights in Discord. Those are fun.
Yeah, they're very like fun to do. They're like bring the community together.
Yeah.
I wish though Discord would like make it bigger where more people can like join in, because only a select few can like watch it.
Mm-hmm. It's sad. So lame. It's so lame. I wish it could work out, man. But
yeah,
Discord TV like that, and we are but a few just lowly users of the platform, and there's nothing we could do.
True. Yeah. I mean, they were bought by Microsoft, so.
Oh, that's okay.
Something. Yeah.
Interesting. I guess we'll see where it goes from there then.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So I always ask everyone this all the time because I'm just nosy and I just want to know. But what was your first impression of me? Because I have no idea.
Oh, that's such a good question. I like when I first heard about you, it was just like actually from like browsing through the Sims category on Twitch, because like I was still like kind of getting to know everybody as like I started to grow as a streamer. I wanted to like know who else was like also like growing and like other people that I could potentially like relate to in some way. And I saw you and I was lurking in your stream for like off and on for quite some time. I still hadn't followed you yet. Mm-hmm. But I thought that you were just so like nice, like so like almost aggressively kind.
Oh, thank
and
you.
Yeah, I was like, oh my goodness, he's so like kind to everybody. He like makes like what you'll do, like it's so wild. Like even when Kayla Lil Simsy has raided you, like before like you react to her raid, you make sure to finish like your conversation with the person that you'd previously been talking to. And that is something that's always stuck with me. Like you make sure to like, you know, like keep every single conversation going, make sure that every single person in there is noticed basically. You just go through messages one by one like that. And sometimes with me, like I can be very sporadic in the way that I read my messages as they come in, versus you just do them as like in order, which is so, so nice. And I wish I could do that, but like, you know how it is when you stream sometimes. It's just like every like thought that comes in, and everything you do is just so like, it can be stressful sometimes, but like.
It is. Honestly, like.
Go ahead.
Like to be honest though, it like I read chat out of order. Like it may seem like I'm reading chat in order, but
really?
It's really out of order.
Where gosh.
Cause I have the most like craziest brain in the world because I have ADHD and like my brain goes like from one conversation to another one to another one to another one. Mm-hmm. And it's so confusing, but it makes sense to other people, which I'm like, oh, okay. But like when I get raided by people, like I see the raid coming in, but like I don't acknowledge it until like I finish like what I'm saying, like you said, because
because
sometimes like I've always felt where people who like hop into streams or whatever, sometimes like the quote unquote streamer doesn't notice them or like talk to them because either chat's going too fast or they just ignore them completely. And I've always been a person where I've been ignored by other people in real life.
And
just like not noticed. So I've always felt, you know, giving people attention is somewhat is a good thing, but also a bad thing on depending on who you're talking to.
Definitely.
So I always like feel like treat people the way you want to be treated. It's how I've always grown up.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I kind of do mostly.
Oh my
for
goodness.
Me.
Yeah, I try to do the same. I really do. Like I've had people come in and be like, oh my God, like you're actually reading my, you read my message, or you're like actually reading chat. And I've been like, well, I mean, if you're comparing me to like very, very large streamers with fast chats, of course they're not necessarily going to see your message all the time. But you know, there may be streamers out there who just don't really pay attention to their chat at all. And I'm trying to avoid being that person by all costs.
Me too. And I try my best to read every message too. Like I'll say, if I get like a raid or whatever or something, I'll say hi to literally everyone, like not individually, but like saying, hello, everyone. How are you doing? Because it's kind of like chaotic when you think about it. Because I mean, even with slow mode, it doesn't help sometimes.
It doesn't help, but no.
it's too slow. But too fast.
Mm-hmm. It limits each individual person's like messaging experience. But if there's a bunch of people in there, like you're still going to have like a lot of messages coming in. Yeah. So
I don't know how Kayla does it.
I don't either.
I really don't. So, I mean, honestly, props to her.
Yeah, like, truly.
I can't do it.
No.
But I think I found you either through Kayla or by some other streamer, because 9 times out of 10, I will find people through like my recommended or through the Sims tab, which I very like sometimes not search through just because I don't, I should to find other people. But I think I found you through Kayla. I'm pretty sure.
Potentially. Like I know that our first like actual interactions, at least through a voice chat, were when it was either Miyu and Shella or Miyu, Shella, and no, it was Miyu and Shella when we played Minecraft together that first time.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was like a whole year ago.
I know, it's wild.
And you know what
just happened?
Yeah, like I think. Wait, was it last? Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's 2021. We all got partnered like around the same time. Like me and Shella got partnered on the same day, and think a couple of days afterwards you got partnered.
It was like a week later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's just so crazy.
Like, I know.
Wait, something's happening here. What's going on?
I know. It was a wild time. A very, very wild time. Not to like downplay like, you know, like the current day or anything, but like there was just so much happening. Like so many people getting partnered. It was a wild time. It was awesome.
It was. I wonder, like, the Sims community has grown a lot since last year, besides, like, the Panorama.
Yeah.
But, like, it's grown on Twitch so fast that I'm happy that it's growing that fast, because there's more people being introduced to Twitch the first time or being able to stream for the first time and seeing how it works, but also make new friends and connections and possibly end up somehow relationships, because some people end up actually finding out or end up dating someone in their like Twitch chat because they seen each or that they like notice each other in the chat. They chat more and more and more on like Discord and eventually meet up, and then they get married. Like a lot of people has been doing it that way.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, I remember that it was Vixella and Zeus. I don't know if you know who they are, but they're Twitch streamers, and they chatted with each other through a mutual friend. I think it was like through James Turner's Twitch chat. I think, but that's how like they
It's a weird place, but it's also like an amazing place because so many people are forming friendships and relationships and like whatever, like everything under the rainbow, like you were saying during the panoramic that we're in. It's been really, really nice to kind of supplement our social needs.
Yes. I find it very comforting. And
It
may seem bad, but I feel like I'm kind of glad it happened in a way, because I kind of needed it where I needed like the slow down and take a breather from like my day-to-day life of like going to school every day, like driving back and forth and then having my jobs and everything. Like that was stressful and I couldn't handle it all on top of like YouTube and streaming. So I'm kind of glad it happened, but not glad it happened.
Yeah. I think maybe a good way of putting it is that like there are pros and cons to everything, and the pros that have come out of the very few pros that have come out of the panoramic are the fact that at least like online communities have kind of grown, and a lot of people have made a lot of good connections through the internet in a safe way where, you know, no one is spreading the ongoing virus.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm just kind of glad things are dying down. Like,
yeah,
people are getting their vaccines and it's just so great. And hopefully the world will go, quote unquote, back to normal, but it's not going to be normal. But I'm excited, but interested to see where life will be headed now.
Yeah, it's definitely different. Like, after every, like, sort of, like, big event we've had in the world, things have kind of changed. Like, you know, back in, like, 9/11, that changed a lot in terms of, like, airport safety. Mm-hmm. But now, like, this, which is a huge thing as well, I'm assuming there are going to be a lot more precautions that a lot of different establishments take when it comes to, you know, the safety of the people that are in, like, within them.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. I definitely am not, like, the best person to predict, but
yeah, neither am I'm
at least hoping for the best. You know, I'm trying to go to Disneyland eventually, trying to do a lot of things. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, one day. Honestly, I always, like, had this, like, reoccurring dream when I was younger, like, in high school, where I would sleep and then I have a dream of, like, the next couple of days that I'm in school, walking through the halls, like, acting like I know where everything's at. Like, it's so weird. And then I wake up and then I go to school the next few days afterwards. Oh. And I'm like, that's deja vu. Like, I feel like I've been here before. No, in fact, I've never been there. I've never seen it. But I'm like, I feel like I know where I'm going. Seems easy.
Wow.
I'm fine. But it's weird. I feel like I'm psychic.
I haven't experienced that. That's wild.
It's weird. Dreaming's very weird.
It is.
I don't understand it.
How does it work? I don't know. I'm not a neuroscientist? I have no idea.
Yeah. So, like, what you know now, would you say your 2021 has gotten a lot better since last year?
Like, compared to 2020, I would say yes. I mean, 2020 was definitely wild when it comes to the, like, pandemic, especially, like, the first half of the, like, of the year versus the last half. But 2021 has, I would say, been a lot better, and for a lot of different reasons for me. And you know, I moved to LA. I've got a new pet, like, my first actual pet. I've never, you know, like, actually been the sole owner of a pet before, so that's been really fun. Yeah, and I think once I'm, like, fully vaccinated, and it's been the 2 weeks after the second vaccine, I'm going to start going to rock climbing gyms.
Ooh.
And yeah, I've always loved going in the past, but I've never gone, like, consistently ever. But this time around, I definitely am going to, and I'm very excited for it.
Oh, that sounds fun. I've never been rock climbing, but I've always wanted to do it. Like,
it's so fun.
I'm fully vaccinated, but I'm like, I don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Thankfully, though, like, LA, like, is decent when it comes to having, like, a bunch of locations for a bunch of different, like, types of, like, gyms and literally everything. So that's been really nice. And thankfully, I think there's one that's not terribly far from me. So I have no reason to not go. So I'm going to force myself to as soon as I can.
Hey. So, like, what have you been doing to keep yourself, like, productive these days of life?
That's hard because sometimes I feel like I'm just not being productive at all, but
I mean, it looks like you're being productive from the outside looking in.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Together.
Like, in the end, I still am getting a lot done. You know, I do have a day job in marketing in addition to Twitch, which is definitely helping me out a lot. But to keep myself productive, honestly, it's just the motivation is knowing what my goals are and that in order to achieve them, I do have to keep going and I do have to keep moving forward.
That's smart.
Basically it for me. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the key thing is that when you have a set goal in mind that you want to achieve later on in life, you got to do the things that you need to do in order to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. Because I remember there was a time in my life where in eighth grade, because I just auditioned for show choir for high school and I got in because I'm just so talented. not really. I just, like, eventually was just that one child that just got in. But when I got in, I was like, okay, This is my time. Mm-hmm. I know what to do. Let me go and figure out the rest of my life. So I started planning literally my entire life from like ninth grade to like when I was going to graduate university. Like all that stuff I planned out, it all happened. I got into show choir all 4 years, and then I was like in the top choir for like a year.
Oh my God.
And
then
I've traveled to places. I went to Carnegie Hall, I performed there. And, you know,
oh my God,
it's like I did all these things because I knew where I wanted to go in life. I was very determined. Like I was a very ambitious person who wanted to prove people wrong. Because like all my life, I've always been told that, oh, you're not good enough. You can't do all these different things because you're a certain way or you act a certain way or you do something. And it's like, what in the world? And it's so annoying to know that I've had that mindset for a long time. And I was like, you know what? Screw them. I don't care. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Going to achieve that stuff no matter what people say. And
And you did that.
Yeah. And a lot of people still have that mindset where they don't think they're good enough. But in reality, they are. They just have to have the right motivation, the right people around them that will tell them that you can do whatever you want in life if you put your mind to it.
Exactly. Like, it is like kind of like a cheesy thing to think about, but like literally, like you, if you just put your mind to something, you can just about do anything. And it also is just like having the right beliefs in yourself. You know what I mean? Because if you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to have the motivation to do anything.
Yeah.
So it's just taking that first step that brings you to where you want to start heading.
Exactly. So what are some of your goals you want to achieve this year?
Oh. That's a good question. I never think about like, I mean, I do think about what my goals are, but nothing like too concrete, I suppose. But in terms of this year, I mean, I think like any other streamer, I would love to continue to grow my stream and continue to make things better and, you know, update like graphic design, start putting out more content. I have been wanting to do TikTok for so long, and I've like been in the process of even making a TikTok, but haven't like completed it. There's so many different things I have that I want to do. I'm also at the same time, I'm very busy when it comes to the day job and also, you know, like streaming and then doing housework and like personal work like that is, I've got a lot to do. Fully have the time to like do everything that I want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I guess to answer your question in like the most, I don't know, vague sense of it anyway, I think my goal is definitely to continue to grow my stream and in any way, basically, like whether it's like the size of the audience, or maybe it's just, of course, as I said before, like the graphics, I think would be like a win for me in the end.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with you on that too. Like, I think my goals this year is to definitely grow as a business professional and like grow my community, whether it's number wise or, you know, self-esteem wise or something like that, that I feel like I've accomplished something that this year that changed for the better.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Because I've learned that impact over numbers, like numbers don't define who you are. And and for the longest time, I don't know if you felt this at all, but when I was partner pushing, I was so focused on the numbers for so long that I was mentally drained to the point where I'm like, is it really worth it at the end of the day? And I knew that I wanted to achieve it because I knew there were going to be a lot of opportunities open to me and my community that would show that we are a community that we can do these things because we are at a certain level. But I think at the end of the day, sometimes partner is just a check mark that can be achieved one day by somebody, but it's not the ultimate goal that all of your problems will be solved.
Yeah, no, definitely not. I think a lot of people have this idea in their head, and so did I, that when you become partner, you can finally like relax and everything will be easy once you get partner. And it's, you know, it's the same thing. It's like you gotta have the same mindset to continue to be a good streamer. Otherwise, you know, you're just gonna like relax, I suppose. And like you should relax, of course, but if you relax too much when it comes to the content you're putting out there, people are going to notice and they might not, you know, enjoy your content as much as they did when you were putting all the effort possible into it.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that too, because as long as you are having fun, then other people will have fun.
Yeah, you have to be having fun. You can't just turn on your stream and go just because you're wanting to grow, I guess. You can't just play games that you don't necessarily like because they, you know, bring in a bigger audience. You have to do the things that make you happy.
Yeah, and like that's me with The Sims. Like I could play Sims every single day on stream.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I did that, I wouldn't not necessarily hate it. I would think I would be kind of like, I don't know if I could do this as long as I would if I could.
Right.
So I would like take a step back and play a different game that I like enjoy. Like I've set the standard of my stream where I love like story choice based games like The Walking Dead and Life is Strange. Like I'll play those because those are like what I love and I can like tie them into The Sims if I wanted to. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially like if a game is like close enough to The Sims or The Sims community, you know, like Stardew is huge within The Sims community as well. Like I think it's really easy to kind of just switch over and yeah, like less people might come, but at least you're having a better time. You know what I mean? Like if you're feeling burnt out from The Sims, it's good to take a step over to something different for one day and just kind of give your mind something new to look at.
Yeah. And I've always given people like the inspiration of like, if you play a different game, but you also The Sims, why not tie those two together? Like I saw you and Krub play It's Take Two. What you could do is recreate those characters in The Sims and build that set in The Sims.
Just saying. That's a good idea. Have you played It Takes Two? It's so good.
I haven't. I still can't figure out, like, I have the game, but I'm like, I don't know who to play with.
It's so much fun. I'm sure you'll find someone. There are so many people that love this game or that are wanting to play this game as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it looks so much fun. Like it's co-op. It looks very collaborative. The graphics of it looks amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this will be a great game that I could play.
Yeah, like, and the story is great. It's very relatable.
Yeah.
And just like a beautiful, what's the word? Like just beautiful settings and scenes. Mm-hmm. They've done such a great job on that game. Oh my God, it's so good.
I've always wanted to know like how long it takes a game dev or a studio to make video games.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Oh my God. I have no idea.
I don't know. I need to ask a guru in The Sims team, like, how long does it take you to make a game? Even though they've said it, I don't remember. But I'm like,
I have no idea.
I might ask Dave.
There you go. Then again, I don't know, because like The Sims, like, is they're continuously making that game, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess it just depends.
Yeah. How 2020? It's almost been 7 years. The Sims 4.
Oh my God! Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy how it's been that long. Also, it's May. It's May 2nd when we're recording this, but it's like in, I don't know, 7 months? No, eight months time. We're going to be at the 22nd anniversary of the Sims franchise. I don't want that to happen, but I want it to happen because in like that number, it's like, that's my entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like, because are you 22 right now?
Oh no, I'm 25.
Okay.
but like,
it's basically your entire life.
Yeah. Like my whole life was just The Sims, nothing else. Made excuses for The Sims, you know, got sick because of The Sims, stayed inside a lot. Like I stayed inside for so long that like I eventually got sick.
Oh literally. My God.
So I'm like, oh, let's play more Sims. We're good. We're fine.
As good as long as you're playing The Sims. Let's go.
Exactly. So you've been streaming for a while now, but like when it comes to streaming, a lot of people tend to stream for a long time and they're like, okay, well, I think I'm done for now. But like, what keeps you coming back to streaming? Like, what keeps you so motivated to say, I want to stream and I really, really love this and I want to be able to like grow my community even more? But like, what keeps you like going back to it? Is it the community? Like, what?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I think the number one thing is definitely the community. I have so many awesome, awesome friends that come to the stream either every day or every other day. Doesn't matter. There's so many incredible people that are a part of my community. And to be able to see them every day like this, or, you know, whenever they do decide to pop in, it's just, it makes me so, so happy. Because they're like, I mean, I'm assuming you might also have like an art section in your Discord, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there are people who are just so incredibly talented. There are people that are hilarious. And just so many people that like put a smile on my face every single day. It is wild. So that is definitely, definitely what keeps me coming back.
Yeah. The community.
Oh, yeah.
Is what keeps us strong. It is what keeps us going. Honestly, I think without our community, I don't think we would be where we are today.
No. All. Oh, my goodness.
No. Mm-mm. But the ultimate question for the community, I think everyone needs to know this. What is the Pedal Party and what is the Spaghetti Squad?
Okay. I'll do the spiel.
Yes.
So, yes. In my stream, there are two teams, one of which is called the Pedal Party, which is just a chilled out, like vibing, like hangout type of group of people who just love to just be super cool and just, you know, like just being themselves. And then there's also the Spaghetti Squad.
The best squad.
No. Here's the thing, Steven. Here's the thing. They're disgusting. They're evil. No. They're vile. They're foul. They're nauseating to even think about. And no one, I repeat, no one wants to become a member of the Spaghetti Squad. I hope you know that.
I don't know about that technique. There's evidence. There's evidence out there that you said you love spaghetti.
I said that by accident.
No. A lot of clips out there. No. You eating spaghetti.
I don't think so. Evidence. Nope. Lies.
I don't know. That must have been somebody else, but I think that was you.
I don't think so. Nah, not me.
I don't know. Maybe not. Spaghetti Squad's the best squad, and we all
I don't know.
Know.
Pedal Party only. Pedal Party only, my dude. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I find that very funny because like how did that become to be? Like, I have no idea.
So I created the Pedal Party first, and it still exists this way. The Pedal Party is basically the group of people that come to the stream within the first 5 minutes because they, through a bot that Sari Codes, my mod and also another streamer, has created. He created this bot that assigns everyone VIP if they come to the stream within the first 5 minutes. And they get VIP for the day. And they are technically the Pedal Party. Mm. But there was someone at one point who wanted to create a rival squad, and they somehow happened to be called the Spaghetti Squad, and here we are today.
That's good. Very good. Who is the largest squad, Pedal Party or Spaghetti Squad?
Pedal Party all the way. You can see it in the numbers on my Discord because I do have like a roles section in my Discord, and you can select which party, like which squad you're a part of, basically. And more people have selected Pedal Party, I'm just saying.
That number seems very fake to me. It's in Pedal Party.
Fake, I don't know what you're talking about.
Spaghetti, though, I would think is very good. I like it.
It's kind of evil if you think about it, I don't know.
I mean, you do like SpaghettiOs, so...
Okay, I'm okay with SpaghettiOs because most people wouldn't consider it to be actual spaghetti.
But it kind of is, though.
No, because the sauce is so, like, it's thin and it's, like, a million times sweeter. And the noodles are also, like, overcooked, first of all. And they are, like, in the shape of circles. You know what I mean? So it's not technically even spaghetti noodles. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't like it because it looks so weird.
Have you tried it though?
I have. Okay. I've probably had like the worst SpaghettiOs in the world, but I don't it was weird.
It's definitely different.
Yeah.
I grew up on them, though, so that's why I actually like
them. You know, I looked up that SpaghettiOs is marketed to parents as, quote-unquote, less messy than regular spaghetti. So.
What? Interesting. Yeah. I guess it's because it's, like, smaller noodles, so, like, you don't have to worry about, like, spoon-feeding yourself long noodles. Like, I have no idea. That's just my guess.
I mean, it makes sense because it's in a bowl or like a cup or something like that. Yeah, so I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
Market okay, good point, less good point.
Messy. Unless you make it messy, then it's like a whole other thing. But
true, that's a good point too. Oh my God.
Yeah. So who led you down the path like to start streaming on Twitch?
To start streaming, I'm going to be honest. I was pretty lonely and I didn't really have any friends. And that brought me to Twitch in the first place, just as a viewer, because I was really, really wanting friends. So I was into Overwatch at the time and just kind of scrolled down through the browse page on Twitch through like the Overwatch browse page. And ended up finding a smaller community from Zombie Girly, who I love. And I just kind of joined her community and kind of fit in like almost immediately. And from there, I decided, well, hey, she seems to be like a really awesome person. She can stream this stuff. Like, what if I were to do this? And I, at that point, started streaming Overwatch.
That's cool. I've never played it.
Go ahead.
I've never played Overwatch.
It's fun. It's definitely it can be rage inducing depending on this, like what like type of game you're playing, but it's also like just a very fun way to like hang out with your friends.
Okay, but what were you saying though?
Oh, earlier? I was gonna say my streams would be like upwards of 12 hours without even like thinking about it when I first started streaming.
What?
Yeah, I had like 12-hour streams when I first started.
Oh my gosh, you're a pro.
I know. I was just having so much fun. You know what I mean? Like playing Overwatch, it's a really easy game to just play all day. I enjoyed streaming a lot when I was doing that, and just like the excitement of, you know, putting all your overlays together and like finding out what your brand is, like it just really, really kept me going and just ended up streaming a lot for very long time periods.
that's a lot. I mean, honestly, have you done a 12-hour stream since then?
Yeah, I've done two. I did one when I got partnered, and then I did another one back in February for my birthday.
Ah, cool, cool.
Yeah, so they're fun. They just, I definitely couldn't make it that long like normally anymore.
Honestly, so, I find that very poggy. 12-hour streams almost daily, or like whenever you stream,
kind of. Yeah, whenever I streamed, basically. And I was interning at the time, so I was only I was only working like 3 days a week, so I had a lot of days off, a lot of free time to just do whatever I wanted, and I just streamed.
That's good. I mean, I did the same thing where I guess my streams were like 6 hours long or so.
Okay.
I would just stream The Sims for 6 hours. I would be on stream not looking at the time like, oh, somehow I did 6 hours. Interesting. Granted, at the time I was still in school and I had two other jobs. So.
Oh my God. I couldn't.
It was stressful back then. Never again.
No, oh my goodness.
Never again.
You made now it through.
Now I just do 3 hour streams and that's it. I can't do anymore.
Yep. 3 hours for me too.
Only three, maybe 12 on a special occasion.
Exactly.
Because now we are booked and busy people. We got lives.
I know.
So I was going to say the next question, but like, was you like leaving, quote unquote, leaving the Overwatch community? The stream Sims fully, like, why?
Oh, honestly, like, I was getting kind of sick of Overwatch. It can be a very toxic space, especially if you're playing the competitive mode with other people. And there are quite a number of men on it, and they don't necessarily and I don't mean to generalize, but a lot of them don't seem to like it when they hear a woman's voice over the voice chat, and people can be very sexist and rude and like to blame things on people when they shouldn't be blamed. It's just very mean,
it's so crazy.
Yeah. So I was kind of getting over that and wanting something that would be better for my creativity. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like I never really had a creative outlet. At one point, Sari Codes again, he gifted me the base game to The Sims 4, and I just started building in The Sims and was doing it on stream, and I was having a good time and was actually starting to like grow a community at that point. And you know, I haven't looked back. I haven't looked back at all.
That's good. Honestly, props to Sari. Thank you, yeah, Sari.
Straight up, it's Sari's fault.
You know, you freed him, so you know, hey, he's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, like I have to say that with you streaming Sims, like I see you being so creative and so excited to play and build and like just anything, honestly. Like I just tend to lurk in a lot of streams. I don't say anything. I may say hi or two, but mm-hmm. I just tend to lurk a lot. But I like your streams. Your streams are very like warm and welcoming and kind.
Oh, thank you. I do try to be as welcoming as I possibly can. So that's very nice that you have noticed.
Yeah. Another idea that I think you can do for a build is build an Overwatch something in The Sims.
Oh my God. One of like the maps in Overwatch.
Yeah.
Oh my mm-hmm. gosh. That'd be so fun.
I mean, with Tool, it's possible.
With Tool, anything's possible. Oh my God. Props to Twisted Mexi.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, one day, because, like, I've been thinking of, like, doing something where I would build a Fortnite house in The Sims.
Yeah. So. That could be really fun. And enough people have played Fortnite, I would think. So.
Yeah.
That's a really cool idea. You totally should.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I feel like with people who are like looking for ideas to build in The Sims, like if you play other games, yep. why not build that said house or whatever, or like make that sim or make that a character in The Sims.
Mm-hmm. I know like Dr. Gluon did that's the Stardew Valley map, which is so cool.
Yeah, he did that one. And then he's now doing like making like Wizard of Oz, like other movies in The Sims. I'm like,
yeah, it's so cool.
His brain, honestly.
I know.
Kind of crazy.
I know. It's so awesome.
Oh, man. I honestly, one day, if I had another person, like another me, I would get more things done and I could build all day and then be good to go.
Hell yeah, dude. Oh, my goodness. That'd be a dream.
It would be. So what's your favorite thing about streaming The Sims that you enjoy?
As I said earlier, it was just like a huge boost to my creativity when I first started playing and building. Like, I never really had a creative outlet before The Sims. Like, I did enjoy drawing with just like pen and paper, mm-hmm. but I just never really felt like I felt like I always had this like sort of creative energy in me and just didn't know what sort of like medium to use for it. And at that point I was like, well, this is a potential chance at, you know, boosting my creativity. So I tried it and it's kind of just gone from there. I've really, really enjoyed building in The Sims. It just makes me feel so good.
That's good. I feel the same way about that too. Mm-hmm. Where like with The Sims, where it has been going, I feel more creative in a way of like thinking of new ideas for like builds or Sims or gameplay related things. Like it's been one of the best decisions I've ever made of like sticking with The Sims for this long. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that it's still growing and thriving in different avenues here and there.
Oh, definitely.
Minus a few. But yeah, I think that it's definitely made people a lot more creative. Mm-hmm. Like in the past, I guess, four or three years of The Sims.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's been pretty good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think ever since we got toddlers or terrain tools, I would say. Well, no toddlers, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Since toddlers on, it's been an uphill you know, growth of creativity. I would
yeah.
think.
I think so too.
I mean, when we got toddlers, boom, the 7 toddler challenge became a thing. So.
Oh my goodness.
Taking care of 7 toddlers is actually kind of wild.
I basically did that because I did do 1 gameplay challenge with the Disney Princess challenge. And as Snow White, you have to have like 7 kids at once for the 7 dwarves. And that was just a pain.
Mm-mm, too many children. Like,
I can't do it.
No, you got Angelic, you got Clingy. Like, no, I don't have time for those children. They're like,
no,
they're wild ones. Just take off their clothes and just run around naked. I'm like, no. Yep. Don't do
I can't.
That. And
I
they
can't.
Won't eat their food? Yeah, no.
Not gonna happen.
No. I find it so weird because Sims are like, to me, real people.
Yeah.
In a sense where like you make food, but then they won't eat it. I'm like, I made you this food 2 hours ago, but you're not gonna eat it. But you're complaining that you're hungry.
Yeah.
Like, come on. And then you go to the fridge and grab animal crackers. Like, who yep. are you?
It's so silly. They're like the way that their autonomy works. I can get so frustrated sometimes with it too, but that's kind of just the character of The Sims, I suppose, just in general.
Yeah, and I kind of like it that way. I like how it's not quote unquote normal.
Right.
Because like if it's normal, like it's boring.
Right.
So I like the chaoticness of The Sims like 2, 3, and 4. Mm-hmm. And I like how where Sims you can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And some people say it's boring, but I find it fun because I think it's, again, sandbox. Do whatever you want. Make whatever you want and see where life goes. If you want a chaotic gameplay, have affairs left and right. Do what you got to do. Because I do it all the time. Like my Sims, they don't last long in marriage. They just end up being divorced in like a couple Sim weeks. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's wild.
What can you do?
What can you do? I mean, I think the good thing about The Sims 2 is that, like, you only, like, you yourself only get to live one life, right? So, like, being able to live, like, all these other lives in a way where, like, you know, there isn't any consequence for you. Just watching, like, these people live their lives in whichever way, like, you see fit is a very nice to kind of, like, live vicariously through people at times.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, like, wouldn't want to do that with any of the evil Sims, but it's still fun to, like, play as the evil Sims sometimes.
True. I mean, you can make the Wicked Witch of the West, mm-hmm. or you could make, what's his name from Marvel? Almost like Gantor.
Iron Man?
No, not him. But Thanos. There it is.
Oh, yeah. You could be Thanos, for sure.
Yeah. And, I mean, you have Vladdy Daddy, the Grim Reaper. Yep. You know, those people. And honestly, what's funny to me, I always say it on stream when vampires come into the topic, but most people don't know that Vlad's a young adult. He's not an elder.
What?
Yeah, he's a young adult.
Oh my God, he's got an old soul then. Oh my God.
He lives forever. He just wears his like vampire form a lot or his normal wear a lot. And honestly, people like, aren't you going to die soon? Like, no, he's a young adult. He's a vampire. He's immortal. True. He can't die because he has the max vampire skill where he can't be burned from the sun.
Oh.
So he's always there, lurking in the shadows.
I never even realized. That's interesting.
Kind of scary. I mean,
mm-hmm.
with MCC, there's an option to turn all occults to humans so they do die.
Oh my God, I didn't even know that you could do that.
Yeah, I do it all the time because I can't handle Vlad at all. Caleb and like Lilith, I can handle, but Vlad, mm-hmm. no, he's like at your door saying knock knock knock, here I am, your neck looks very God. juicy. I'm like,
every
no,
time
no.
It's so silly.
I just can't handle him. He's kind of crazy.
No, I just send him home every time.
I just delete him.
Oh my God. Just I should just like, do that.
It's like, get out. I'll just take your mansion.
Oh my God, you're smart.
So the other thing I wanted to ask you on the topic mm-hmm. of streaming, like there have been a lot of ups and downs with streaming. Like what would you say like were like are some pros and cons to like being a Twitch streamer on your like your perspective?
Okay, yeah, sure. So from I guess my own experience, pros is definitely the people that you meet, of course, as I was saying before, You meet so many awesome people. Like, you have people to like play games with if you're wanting to play games, which is really, really nice. Feeling like you've like done something is also a very, very incredible thing. Like, I've never really done much of anything in my life, and now I feel like I've actually like created something and felt successful in that. And that's been an awesome, awesome pro. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of some other pros. There are quite a lot of like very small things. Just having something to do is really, really nice. In terms of cons, I think this goes for all Twitch streamers, and that like knowing what your numbers are, or like having to avoid looking at your numbers, like the numbers thing is always like a very, very scary thing. You just are a very successful person, which props to those people. Numbers is definitely like a very hard thing, because it's kind of like almost a reflection of you as a streamer, even though sometimes people like sometimes the views are just like out of your control and they don't have anything to do with you. You know, people might be having finals, or like a lot of it might be summertime, so many people might be on vacation. Mm-hmm. But it's still hard to see like numbers fluctuate like that. And I think that the hardest part about it is trying to just get used to the fact that your numbers are always, always going to fluctuate.
Yeah.
And that's probably one of the biggest cons. I don't know of any other cons, except for like there may be times where I've just not really fully believed in myself, which thankfully I'm not in that position anymore. But content creation is always kind of a challenging thing when it comes to believing yourself, A, and figuring out how to grow is always a challenge. Always a challenge.
Yeah, it definitely is. I would say that's one of the cons too. That was like my own experience with like streaming as a Twitch streamer. Because when I first started streaming on Twitch, I knew some people. Like, I knew like one person or two, like Andrew Arcade and like Rory Plays, and they play a lot of The Sims. And I just went into the pain of like, no one's gonna know who I am, because I never streamed on Twitch. I just had an account, but like I was a YouTuber first, and people knew who I was on YouTube, and I was being posted, like pretty much posted everywhere at that point, around like 2015 or so. And when I got to stream like 2017, I was like, oh my gosh, people know who I am, which is like, in a way, I didn't want attention. Like, I didn't want people to know who I was. I just wanted to be a casual streamer, starting new, learning the ropes. But I'm like, gosh, people know who I am. And people still, like, don't know I have a Twitch account, which is, I feel great about. Because I'm like, just find me whenever you want to find me. And like, I'm here. Cool. Because ultimately, I feel like the more people you have, the more crazy and chaotic it can be, both good and bad. Because
oh my gosh,
we have all these eyes on you. It's kind of scary, and it's not fun.
Yeah, like, and I definitely like can have some nervous moments where I'm worried that like my word choice was the wrong word choice, and that people might take it the wrong way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I still like have this mindset that I'm always so scared to press to go live, but every single time I go live because I don't know what to expect. I don't know who's going to show up. I don't know what's going to happen. Technical difficulties. But I think that it's like something that I eventually have to get over. But
yeah,
I mean, it's out of my control. Like you said, you never really know what's going to happen. You just got to hope for the best and see how it goes.
You just
got to
push start streaming and call it a day.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, click that go live button, you get to go, and then you stream what you want to stream. Like, I stream Sims 9 times out of the day, or I'll stream like Cozy Grove or Stardew Valley or Minecraft.
But exactly,
I think that people find it hard, but I mean, it just comes to with the job. It's
right.
You just gotta learn the ropes as you go. You just can't figure it out all in one day. You can try, but you may. You gotta, you know, learn here and there, fail a little bit, gain a little bit, and you're good to go. But I think that the pros are, for me, is that the community, honestly, the people that you meet, the games that you can play, the new like features that might be involved on a streaming platform that will enhance your streaming experience. Mm-hmm. But like the cons are like trolls, of course.
Yeah.
And then like the number system and everything, like it's like a whole numbers game with the whole internet, and I hate it. And
yeah,
like whenever like every time that I stream, I think it's been two years now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I started, like, I turned off all of like my numbers. Like, I don't know how many viewers I have in my chat at yep. all. Like, I don't good. Do it. I don't look at it because it's just not it.
It's not good. No.
Like, I look at it when I get an email from like Stream Elements saying, you got this amount of viewers and you earned okay. this amount of money. But I mean, I don't really know who's in my stream. I think there's like five people in there. I'm like, awesome, great. Those five people actually enjoy my stream. They wanted to be there.
Right.
And I mean, of course, people lurk and stuff, but I assume only five people are there, and I'm comfortable with that. So, and to be honest,
it's a really good way of looking at it.
Yeah. And I think that when people who are trying to get into streaming, is that the advice that I've gotten over the years is that pretend someone's there. Like if pretend that your mom or your dad or your friend or some random stranger, I don't know who's there, but just pretend that someone's there and continuously to talk,
mm-hmm.
because eventually someone's going to show up and, you know, interact with you. And mm-hmm. I've had that mindset for many years. So I just kept on talking and talking and talking and talking, and eventually someone showed up, but you
yeah.
know, so that's something that I think is like a thing to like think about if you ever want to go into streaming. And
oh, definitely.
My other pros and cons too. So
there's a lot of different pros and cons. It's a hard part of streaming, is trying to decide whether or not like the cons are worth it for the pros. But at mm-hmm. least like for me anyway, personally, I would say that the pros are definitely worth it.
Oh yeah, most definitely, 100%. Mm-hmm. I think that when you go into the mindset of that, I want to build a community,
yeah,
and like have fun, then you're good. That's all you got to think about. Mm-hmm. Everything else, just don't think about it at all. Just,
exactly. No. I avoid the numbers as best I can. You definitely see like some version of your numbers when you go to raid, of course. But mm-hmm. I know that the raid numbers don't necessarily reflect the actual numbers. So yeah. that keeps me sane.
Yes. And like I'm kind of glad, because with the Twitch achievements, you know those?
Yeah.
Whenever you achieve something, it like notifies you. Mm-hmm. At this time, I no longer have any, I do have a bunch of achievements, but like
yeah.
number, quote unquote, achievements, like on how many viewers I have and stuff like that, those are like, they're gone. I've already achieved yeah. them, which is great.
Yeah.
But now I'm just waiting like to get a TwitchCon ticket, and also
yeah.
like the streaming hours. I've nearly streamed, I think, I don't know, 250,000 hours on Twitch.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Know.
Wow. I have no idea how many I'm at. Oh my God.
It's kind of wild. Like when you think about it, when you see those achievements, I'm like, I've been streaming
yeah.
for that long. People
yeah.
have been listening to my voice for that long.
That long. Oh my God.
Yuck.
It's a wild thing to think about. Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm ready to hit the 10 million hour mark, but that Ooh. Won't for a very long time.
No. I could totally see you doing that though. That gosh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I only have like five achievements left. That's it.
Okay, yeah. That's not too bad. I honestly don't even know what the achievements are.
Mm. They need new ones. They need to add some new achievements,
yeah.
honestly. I think so. Cause I feel like that kind of motivates people to go even harder into the paint
of
streaming, and motivates them to do something more exciting or
totally
different.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could change something about Twitch, what would it be?
Ooh, probably give me the option to not see my raid numbers, first of all. That would be kind of nice to just
yeah.
go with it and be happy with it. In terms of other things, I definitely think that Twitch should add the trans tag that everybody has, of course, been wanting for so long. I can't believe they haven't done it.
I agree.
It's really, really devastating, especially to people in trans communities and people that are trans that are wanting to find trans communities or trans friendly communities, that there isn't a trans tag. And honestly, like I think it's like one of the biggest things that Twitch needs right now.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to having pronouns as an option, I know that there is that extension, of course, that a lot of people use for pronouns, but I think Twitch should have it as an option too.
Oh, 100%.
So yeah, I think those are the two main things for me that I think Twitch really, really does need to actually like get up and start creating.
100%.
People about.
Yes. I honestly believe that if you like, if a platform so big as Twitch, they should be open to anyone and everyone, whether they're trans, bi, whoever. I think you should be able to go into the site and feel welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And be seen and heard. So
that's
what I would change. Like, I would honestly add those things.
Yeah. And it's wild because, you know, they're this company that operates out of San Francisco, which is such like a liberal and progressive place. Yet they have continuously kind of fallen short on both of those things. And it's upsetting to see. And I hope that like one day after all of the hard work that everybody's been doing with asking and demanding the trans tag and then also pronouns, I think eventually we are going to get it. It's just going to be a matter of time.
Yeah. And I think ever since last year, a lot of companies have really started to listen to a lot of people, and it's made a difference. And we have seen change, which feels good.
Oh, yeah. Especially like in The Sims too. Like, you know, they did make that one blog post, I think from Lindsay, Same Girl Lindsay, kind of like acknowledging everyone and everybody's requests of, you know, like farming and better babies, etc.
Yeah,
it might have been Lindsay. I'm pretty sure it was, but
yeah, it was. Yeah, I remember that because it was like last year she made a video on Twitter.
So it's good to be heard and acknowledged, and we'll see. Hopefully, if Twitch does the same at least and makes some changes, but for now, I guess all we can do is really like continue to ask and just keep waiting for something to happen.
Yes. So, a great segue, since you did The Sims, that was my next topic.
Okay.
So you said at the beginning that you started playing The Sims, like, back in The Sims 1.
Yeah.
What was, like, your first memory, like, a memory that you remember
playing
The Sims 1? Because that thing was chaotic, like, insanely chaotic.
Gosh, I would play the beginning part of that game. Like, it was kind of like a story mode in the beginning. I don't know if you remember that, but like you're in like this dream sequence at first, and the sim is like with another sim, and they go into the hot tub and they're like making out or whatever, and then you wake up and you're in your mom's house. And
wait, what?
I've explained this to so many people, and like some people have also like not experienced this, but that's what I experienced.
It was on console.
Huh. Yeah, it's so weird. Some people haven't experienced it that have played the game, and it's something that like I've even looked it up on YouTube, and it does exist. It wasn't just like a fever dream. But
interesting.
You have to try to get out of your mom's house. Like the TV is broken. Like your mom hates you. Like you're trying to like fix the TV. Oh my goodness, I should bring this up to like Simgur Ninja at some point and ask him what the heck is going on with people's memories of this, because like I know that is my memory of it.
Okay, I remember. Okay, I actually never played The Sims 1 on console. I just played it on PC.
Okay,
but I just looked it up. It was the get a life mode in the gameplay mode of on console.
Okay.
Oh my gosh,
that's what I would play. Yeah, and I could never like figure out how to like complete it, so I would just play that over and over and over again, and that was my experience in The Sims 1.
Oh my gosh, I never knew that. Like I had The Sims 1 on console, but I lost the disc somewhere and I don't know where it's at.
Oh my gosh, it's wild.
Oh, wow. See, like my experience with The Sims 1 was on PC, and that was a whole other thing. It was like this like four corner dimension, 2D like map, and they had the newbie family, the goth family, the land grabs, like those OG ones.
Yep.
And it was so weird and so different. Mm-hmm. Like there was like a hot day, and then there was superstar, then like unleashed. Like there was like so many like packs in The Sims 1.
Yeah. That
I was like, what is this game? I never knew like what it kind of truly entailed, because I was so young. I was like 4 years
too.
Old.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, this game looks so weird, but so interesting at the same time. But oh my gosh, I did not even know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's very interesting. I also, like, when I was playing The Sims 1, like, my experience was very weird because expansions, like all that stuff, like that didn't, like, I didn't understand it. I thought it was like a completely different game. So I just never asked my parents for like an expansion. Like, I didn't know how it worked. Like, just, I just played the vanilla base game, get a life mode, I guess, over and over again. That was it.
Interesting. Wow. Huh. Yep. Well, I learned something new today. Like, and I thought I was a sim player OG. No.
Yep.
Like, I forgot about my Sims was like on the DS and stuff. And
yeah.
Oh man. I think like, yeah, it was Sims when I first played, and then I kind of discovered SimCity, and that was a whole other thing. Like, I remember SimCity was a game that I just was just an evil spawn. Like, I wreaked havoc on that world. God. Tornadoes, fires, hurricanes, like everything. I was like destroying the entire world.
Oh my God.
Killed all my people.
I was never like a chaotic simmer ever. And I wish I was, but I never played SimCity. That was something that never really, or like the herbs, they never really sparked anything in me when I heard about them. So never did play.
Oh my gosh, Techni. Yeah.
I know.
I'm going to buy you everything now to make you play it.
Oh my God. I'd love to try it now these days. I would. As a kid though, was not for me.
Oh, Sims back then. I feel like our parents just did not know. They were like, oh, here you go.
No.
If your parents allowed you to play The Sims 1 on PC and then like they saw Hot Date, they're like, yeah, no. Sims is canceling. Don't play it. Can't have it.
It was, as we were like talking about this earlier, but like it was raunchy. Like the first games compared to now.
Oh. Mm. Now it's like it's different. Because Sims 1, I was never allowed to play Hot Date, but I played it for like the first time. I think 3 years ago, and I was like, what is this bed? It said play in bed, and I didn't understand it. So I'm like, now I know.
You know. Amazing.
Because like all this time, I always thought to have a baby in The Sims, you just kiss a lot, and then you get a notification, and then a bassinet appears, and then like, I was like, oh yeah, that's disgusting. Kissing is awful. Cooties, I don't think so. No children
gross.
For me. And then The Sims 2 became a thing. Like, then like, I understand now. I'm like, makes sense.
But, how it's changed.
Oh, yeah. Now we can woohoo anywhere in The Sims 4.
I know. And even in a dumpster.
It's crazy. What will they think of next?
I know. I'm ready for whatever they have for us, man. I really am.
A hay bale. Wait, no.
What do you say?
Hay.
Oh, hay. A hay bale. Wait, hay bale woohoo?
Mm-hmm.
For whenever they bring up farming. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be great. Or like an outhouse. Do we have outhouse woohoo? I don't know if we do.
No, we don't have outhouses in The Sims. I don't think so.
Oh my God. Okay. No. Yeah, you're right. That'd be funny.
I mean, that'd honestly, if we did have that, it would just tip over.
Oh my God. That'd be so funny.
I remember when we got Discovery University and we got woohoo in the shower. Everyone went ballistic because, like, finally, shower in the woohoo, because we've been wanting that since, like, the beginning of the game, but now we have it, and now it's like, oh, wow, we have this.
Mm-hmm.
The last one we had was in the cave with Snowy Escape.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was...
That one is so, like, niche, though, that you never see people doing it.
Yeah.
Like... They would you bring your Sims on vacation and like then you'd have to want to go rock climbing and it's a lot of work.
It is. And what's funny because I didn't know how to play Snowy Escape for a while because I'm like, how do you go rock climbing? How do you get to the mountaintop? It's an event you have to do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, that makes more sense. Like that. Okay.
Yeah. But I figured it's just it out too now. Much work for me.
Yeah. I don't like exercise. I mean, if I want to exercise, I'll just have my Sims do it, which they very rarely ever do it. The least, the most exercise they get is jogging.
Exactly.
Else. Oh my gosh. The Sims has definitely changed in the past like 21 years that.
Oh yeah.
It's been like, it's been great, but it's also been like bad at times. Like was the direction that it's going nowadays, like would you say it's improved a lot?
Mm, I would say so. Yeah, they're definitely doing a lot better in terms of, like, you know, the skin tones that they brought out were great. They're updating hair texture, which is really, really nice. I would like to see, like, a lot of people would like to see pronouns being added into The Sims. That would be awesome.
Yes.
So, I mean, we know that they are continuously making, like, updates and changes. We're just not getting everything at once, which is, you know, it would be ideal. But of course, you know, they've got a lot to work on. So we're not necessarily going to get everything at once.
Yeah, I do hope that eventually we get them, because I think that it all takes time. And you can't rush things, because if you rush things, it won't be as what you think it should be. Like, with seasons, like, we've always had an expansion pack with seasons for every version of The Sims. And I kind of like that, because if you get it head on, it's not as exciting, or it's not as, like, fully fleshed out to the point where it's what you can, like, use every day on a daily basis. So I'm kind of glad that it's, they waited for certain packs, because coming from The Sims 3 to The Sims 4, where it was once an open world, now it's all closed off again through loading screens, like The Sims 2, they have to, like, redesign the whole system of figuring out where Sims can go and where Sims can't go, and how they're going to make The Sims, like, how they act on a daily basis, like, personality-wise, traits, aspirations, all that jazz. And I think that it's definitely better. I kind of like it this way, minus the loading screens, but I think that it runs better than
it does
the previous ones.
Yeah, I've seen how bad The Sims 3 was with, like, the loading, and, or I'm sorry, not the loading, but
the open world.
I guess the startup is it just took too long. So I don't know. It's hard because we can't necessarily have, like, both things.
True.
So unless we can, I don't know. I don't know what the future of The Sims 5 holds, but
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I mean, it's possible, because with The Sims 3, like, everything was open to you, and it was, like, everything was running in the background. But I think people still want open world for The Sims 4, but it's never going to happen.
No,
I don't think
not
so.
The Sims 4.
But the best, like, next best thing that could happen is, like, open neighborhoods, like, wherever your Sim lives, that, like, sub neighborhood is open to that Sim with no loading screens. It's much easier that way.
And that's smart.
Yeah. I think they should do that for The Sims 5, honestly, because it would make more sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have no idea. Do you have an estimated guess, I suppose, of when you think The Sims 5 is going to come out?
I think The Sims 5 will probably be around, like, it's 2021 right now. So I'm assuming 2023, 24, maybe?
Yeah, that was my thought as well.
Yeah, because we still have a few more years of The Sims 4. Like, they said, and the guru said that we have a few more years of The Sims 4. And I believe it, because we have so many things that we have had in previous games that we don't have now. But they are thinking of new ways to enhance those certain packs to be a little bit better than they were before. Like, generations. Yeah. Like, parenthood isn't technically generations, in my opinion, because it's so niche. To the point where you're focused on one thing, and that's parenting, and parenting the kids and the parenting skill, but not on the other life stages where it's like elders and retiring and retirement homes, prom, graduation, like, stuff like that is a staple of what The Sims has been for years. And I think it should continue.
I think enough people have been asking for generations. Like, I'm sure they're aware that people are wanting it. So it's just a matter of when.
Yeah.
I think. So.
You know, that's true. Because, I mean, I've been saying it for years. Like, seven years.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, hopefully they do have at least some sort of generations thing for The Sims 4.
I do hope so.
Time will tell, I suppose.
Only time will tell.
Yeah.
What's been your favorite feature, like, best and least favorite feature that they have added into The Sims thus far?
Oh my gosh. You know, as much as I'd love to say platforms is, like, my favorite, it's, like, honestly, like, my favorite and least favorite, because it's such a good addition, but it's so glitchy and you can't do everything you want to do with them.
Yeah.
So that's, like, honestly both the best and worst. And in terms of other things, and, like, I'm speaking just from the mind of a builder here, I do like the idea of kits, especially for, like, building. I think it'll be great. I don't know necessarily about the game player cast stuff personally, but I did really like the kitchen pack that they came out with.
Yes.
Or the kitchen kit, I should say. I think that is going to be good, especially when they come out with like building stuff. I'm very, very excited for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it just comes back to platforms as being both the best and the worst addition that they've had, because it just sparks so much joy, but I'm just also so frustrated.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I'm the same way. I would say maybe the best that they have added is like terrain tools, which I still have not used properly.
Yeah.
I'm so like intimidated by it that I don't know what to do with it. So I don't touch it. But platforms have probably been the best and worst that they have added into the game, because it's one, like it's glitchy, but it's so helpful to have like multi-level homes.
Yep.
That it's like, it's great, but I'm like, oh no, 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 I don't want to deal with all that glitchiness of have my walls being deleted. No.
Yeah. And just, I don't know. There's like, there's a lot that you think that you'll be able to do when you're using the tool. And then it's suddenly like, oh no, it doesn't do this, or no, that deleted part of the platform. And like placing objects on the outside of like walls, or like placing plants on the outside of walls that have platforms, it will like act as if there's a platform there too. And I'm just like, I mean, like, thankfully there's tool, but it still like should not be working that way, in my opinion. So just got to deal with it.
Yeah, sure.
And hopefully they'll patch it in the future. I don't know.
I hope so. I was talking to Mexi about this with tool. Like, it's changed so much for the community, because he just made a simple mod and then it just grew even more and more and more over the years, that it's changed the way people build and storytell in The Sims. Like,
you can
rotate things in a weird angle, and you can make a floating house if you wanted to, and tell a whole story about it and how it became to be. Like, it's so imaginative on how The Sims 4 has been working after all these years. Like, I feel like The Sims 4 has lasted this long because of the community and how creative it is. I personally think so.
Modders are like what makes the game so good. Oh my God.
Yeah, because I feel like The Sims team, they acknowledge the modding community and CC creators, and I'm glad that they do, because I feel like if it wasn't for them, I personally think that we wouldn't have certain packs if it wasn't for CC creators and modders.
Totally.
Even though
they can see what people are making, and they can make things based off of that, which is great.
Yeah, like, even though the devs are very creative and imaginative people, and they've been working on the Sims team for like years, I think when you collab with certain people or you get inspiration for certain people, it can make the game better or somewhat subpar.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. It's been really, really great. Like, when I first started playing, like building in The Sims 4, I downloaded just like every like bit of CC possible, like whether it's alpha or Max's Match or in between, I didn't care. Like, I just got it all. I don't build with CC anymore, but holy heck, that was like, I was a kid in a candy store with all these like free items
right
that I could put into my game. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I was so surprised that it was free. Just all of it was free. That was wild to me.
Free 99.
Free 99. Although I definitely do recommend supporting CC creators on their Patreons if you can.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And like, also, like, what I like is that with Sims websites, they have grown over the years, like Sim fan websites, that like The Sims Resource, they pay their like their featured and selected creators for their content that they make, which is so amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe it. A simple fan website who shares custom content and they pay them? Like, what?
Yeah, that's wild. Taking someone's hobby and like giving them money for it is just like an incredible thing.
And I think we all have to thank Will Wright for that, because without Will Wright, none of us would have a job.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. Like, honestly, I feel like if he didn't make The Sims.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We wouldn't like,
I would be. No, I would probably be playing Overwatch still.
Oh gosh. I feel like I would have played Animal Crossing or Stardew Valley or Minecraft.
Yeah.
I probably would have been a Minecraft YouTuber.
Oh gosh. That would be something. There's, Minecraft. I do really like Minecraft though, let's be honest. I was just at Minecraft Disney last night. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I haven't been, but it looks well. I think I have them once, like years ago, but it's so cool. Uh-huh.
They do such a good job. It's so cool.
I need to go back.
Yeah, you really should. They've really, really like updated every single land and everything. It looks so like, ooh. Of course it's Minecraft, right? But it still looks great for what it is.
Oh yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they have Six Flags.
They have, oh no, I don't know about Six Flags. They have Busch Gardens. And like Universal Studios. And I'm trying to think of there's something else going on. I don't remember.
Oh yeah, I gotta go. I gotta go to Disney.
Hell yeah, it's so much fun.
I have missed it so much. I haven't gone in like 2 years.
Gosh.
It's been forever.
Are you talking about like the real parks?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no. It's been a while for me too.
Yeah. So the other question I did want to ask you is what are you hoping The Sims will add to the game, like for the future, for The Sims 4? Ooh.
I mean, I'm hoping for farming. I think that'd be great. Generations, of course. And, you know, pronouns would also be an awesome thing. What a lot of people have been kind of hoping for, at least in my community anyway, is a plant kit.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That would be a dream. I hope it's possible. I don't know if it's like even something in the works. I have no reason to believe it's in the works, but I really, really would like a plant kit. That'd be just the best thing ever.
That would be a dream, a plant kit. And like my community was also saying that we would love to have like a builder's kit or some type of like bed kit. I don't know. It was like something like along the lines of that, of having more variety things that are lacking in the build and buy, like plants. Curtains, a lot of like build and buy stuff, like beds and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I'd like more like basics too when it comes to building. So I know a lot of like the stuff that we have comes with wacky patterns sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I just want a bed with like, you know, a single color duvet on it. I just want it simple sometimes. And sometimes you're looking through swatches and you'll see like a pink comforter and like two green pillows. And you're like, who came up with this? How am I supposed to ever use this? So like just having something with very like basic color swatches, like some neutrals, like stuff like that would be so nice. Oh my God.
Oh, it would. I wonder like if they'll ever add in like the slider that we have for Creative Sim. That'd be very cool to have and build and buy.
Yeah. That'd
be great. Because honestly, it's a step up because when we got cats and dogs, we got the color wheel and everything. And then we get the slider for the cats like a couple months ago or so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, things are changing for the better. Yeah, I mean, sure.
It's certainly like anything's possible. It's just a matter of whether or not they'll create it. So I will be patiently waiting over in my little corner.
And I'll be patiently waiting too.
Hoping for the best, especially like pronouns, of course, I think is like number one. So we will see.
Yeah. So on the next topic, I would say you love charity, don't you?
Oh, certainly.
Yes, indeed. So
interesting that you bring that up.
Why did you decide to start like fundraising for charity? Like what motivates you to do it?
Oh my gosh, just knowing that you've helped people is just a huge, huge thing. And seeing all the people that come in with incredibly generous donations, whether it's a dollar or whether it's just something insane like $500, $1,000, stuff like that, is just, it's so incredibly heartwarming. But obviously number one for me is just knowing that you've been able to make a difference in someone's life. That is huge. That is so huge.
Oh yeah.
So that is definitely what motivates me to do charity. And it's been a really great time this past month that we've had with Hope for Haiti. Oh my goodness.
Yes. I literally cannot believe, like, we had a set goal of 10K. We've like, oh, 10K seems easy enough.
Yeah.
We'll just fundraise that much and see how it goes.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, we broke that in like a day or two and then kept going and going and going. And it just became a whole big thing. And now we're over 90K.
Over $90,000. That is just wild. Like, that's a 1-year scholarship for 90 kids technically, yeah. which is so crazy. It's so hard to like wrap your mind around like that much money is going to be going to such an incredible, incredible cause. And that's definitely what keeps me going and what keeps me wanting to go back to doing charity streams, whether it's for a day or whether it's for a month, it doesn't matter. Like it's huge.
Yeah, me too. I always go hard in the paint of like starting the day of a charity event with a 12-hour stream, kicking it off hard and seeing what we yeah. can do. And it's like, whether it's for like a day or, you know, an hour. So like you said, it's very exciting to see how much of an impact you can have on somebody, yeah. whether you raise $1 or $2 or $10,000. And
yeah,
it's just like charity is fun no matter what it is for.
Oh, yes.
It could be for a charity organization that you believe in, a mm-hmm. person, and other things as well. But I think that it all boils down to like doing good for the world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're only in this world for, you know, like 60 to 90 to 100 years. Who knows how long we'll live. But like,
yeah,
we technically have it better than so many people in the world. And doing charity streams is such a good way to help people at least take one step closer to having a better life. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an incredibly important thing to do if someone does have the means to do it. And I will always do my best to put other people first when I can.
Exactly. Same here. Mm-hmm. Do you have any like charities you want to do this year?
I would like to work with anti-bullying or bullying prevention charity would be mm-hmm. really, really nice. I know of some. It's just a matter of choosing which one. But yeah, I've been really, really heavily considering that one for myself in the future.
That's good. I feel the same way. I always have like my staples. Like now Hope for Haiti has been like my staple charity I just do every year. But like them and then like St. Jude mm-hmm. are like the two that I always do, that I always believe in. I do it every year. Mm-hmm. And like, honestly, I don't know. I always end up doing like two or three a year because I think it's important to do them like whenever you can or whenever you feel like the most inspired to do something very exciting for that said charity.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But now that we're at the end of the podcast episode, I do have some rapid fire questions that are not rapid fire, because every time they just become a long thought provoking question that you'd like you to think about.
Okay. I'm ready.
So the first question is, what is your favorite music group at the moment?
Ooh. Favorite musician just always for years and years now. Ty Siegel is incredible. Garage rock musician. Love him so much.
That's cool. It's not Macklemore?
No, it's not. As much as people like to say I'm Macklemore, I am not Macklemore. The coat is going to be retired.
Interesting. sure. Whatever you say. The other question is, what is your favorite video game at this time?
Oh my gosh. I always loved The Sims, but Ori and the Blind Forest was like hands down one of the best experiences I've had playing a video game ever.
Oh, I've heard things about that game and it looks so cool.
It's a beautiful, beautiful game, from the like the dialogue to the graphics to the music to the story. Everything is perfect. It's a perfect game, in my opinion.
I feel like I have it, but I don't remember.
You have to play it. You have to. Oh my God.
Eventually, I will have to, of course. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Next one is, knowing what you know now, what advice would you give to your younger self?
Oh, my goodness. That's a big question. I would tell my younger self that you might not believe in yourself now, but you are going to believe in yourself one day. And just to continue moving forward. Also, don't let people walk all over you. That's another one.
Yes, I agree. Very good. Very good. The other one is, how do you define success?
Oh,
I know.
That's a big one, because I feel like success is always changing and there's never like an end point to success. Success is just like when you personally feel like you have done something, as I've said in the past, like, mm-hmm. and you're continuing to do things. I think it's like not just like settling for like one achievement. It's like continuing to move forward. And I think that honestly on its own is success, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, I agree. I think that mm-hmm. at the end of the day, is that like what we were saying about Twitch partner, is that
yeah.
like when you get Twitch partner, it's like that's not success. Like you may achieve something, yeah. like, you know, getting that check mark. Awesome, great. But like that's not the end of your success. Like you just didn't make all this money for nothing. You didn't have all these followers. No, you're just continually to grow, and you're going to mm-hmm. continue to find success that makes you happy.
Oh yes, so. I totally agree.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like that people need to have that mindset, or we needed to have that change that term of like what success means to a person, and what Twitch partner really means. Like they mm-hmm. have like the Twitch standard, but I'm like, what does Twitch partner really, really mean to a person? So
exactly.
But yeah. Anyway, where can the listeners find you?
Oh, you can find me on Twitch at Now in Technicolor. It's just twitch.tv/Now in Technicolor. I'm on Twitter. My handle is TechnicolorTTV. I'm on the gallery under TechnicolorTTV. And I think that's everything. Or actually, you know what? Let me just double check on my Twitter handle. I don't remember what my Twitter handle is now that I'm here. Let's see. Yeah, I'm TechnicolorTTV. Perfect. I'm on the gallery and on Twitter through TechnicolorTTV.
Awesome. And I will put all those in the show notes below for people to follow you. Check out your community. Be a part of the spaghetti squad. It's the best squad. So, you know, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you for having me on. This is awesome.
Yeah, I honestly had so much fun. Mm-hmm. I just love talking to my friends, even though it was like it may end up being 2 hours long. It's fine.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, thank you. Oh my goodness. Much.
Yeah, no worries.
Today.
Thank you.
So I hope you all enjoyed today's episode with Now in Technicolor. I definitely sure did, as I always do. If you don't know who Techni is, make sure you go give her a follow and subscribe to her lovely Twitch channel. She's really kind and very sweet and very lovely. Loves the color yellow. Loves spaghetti. But either way, make sure you go ahead and definitely check all the links down below in the show notes on my website, springsims.com. Follow and subscribe to me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And I will hear from you all next week.